The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbontoni. Someone bought a pair of underwear worn by Michael Jordan for nearly $3,000.
Tony Kornheiser, someone, I'm wearing them right They're mine. So here's what I felt was, if I found Jordan somewhere or through you and I said, I've got your underpants, could you invite me to Grove 23 and I'll give them back? And I get a free round out of that, right? That would be good, wouldn't it?
You know what? There gotta be better ways to get to the famous Grove 23 than dealing with underwear. Seriously.
All right. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, two last second wins and a tough day for rookie quarterbacks. But we begin today with big ups for Los Angeles football. The Chargers beat the Chiefs, who were in the Super Bowl the last 2 years, and the Rams beat the Bucs, who won the Super Bowl last year. Wilbon, which L.A. team had the more impressive win?
Yeah, well, I know where you're going. So I got to go in a different direction, right? And Tony, okay. I'm going to go with the Chargers. I'm going to go. You know, when you first say L.A. team, I'm still thinking, oh, L.A., what is this, 1960?
San Diego.
Right, of course.
Yeah,
San Diego Superchargers. San Diego. The Chargers, Tone. They beat the Chiefs. Now, I know the Chiefs aren't what everybody, every expert, every analyst, every former player has the Chiefs. On this network last week, there was a question. Are the Chiefs in the middle of a dynasty? Really? A dynasty of one? Because that last I checked, there's no one championship team that's a dynasty. But let me move beyond that. The Chargers, Tony, they got a quarterback out there. I'm not saying he's the equal of Patrick Mahomes, but if you're in a division, okay, with the Kansas City Chiefs, and you can go right at them, and you've got young talent of your own, not only is the win significant, all right, sort of the suggestion of what might come, because you might be able to be in the ring against a dynastic Chiefs team, dynasty of one, I thought that was the most important L.A. victory yesterday.
So we are going to agree that Justin Herbert is going to be great someday and maybe great now. And we're going to agree that the Chargers actually should be 3-0.
They should have won
last week. They got jobbed last week. Kansas City, though, is 1-2 this year.
Yeah.
And Kansas City, and
dynastic.
I want to get the numbers right.
Make sure you're your first
Kansas
one of the
City's
dynasty.
Allowed 95 points. Nobody has allowed more than that. And 10 of their last 11 regular season games have been won or lost by 6 points or fewer, which is why a lot of people bet against them against the line all the time, because they don't think Kansas City is that good. I don't want to diminish that because it is a division game. But yes, you're right, I'm going to pick the Rams. And I'm going to pick the Rams because Tampa Bay had been 2-0, and Tampa Bay in just two games had scored 79 points. And Tom Brady looked ageless as he has looked for a long time now. But the Rams got the lead early. They never gave up the lead. They were tied, but they never fell behind.
And then they pushed him.
They found 70-year-old DeSean Jackson, and he got behind everybody once.
How fast
which
is
was
he
amazing.
At 34 still?
And as great as Brady was throwing for 432, Matthew Stafford threw for 4 touchdowns and I think now has 9 on the year.
MVP,
I think it's
Matthew
a more
Stafford.
Impressive win. And you know where I am on this. I'm still on that ledge, Wilbon. The day they got Matthew Stafford,
I said they would be in the Super Bowl.
Right? So I got my plumage out because next week, maybe they lose to Arizona. And the week after that, maybe they lose to Seattle. But right now, I'm going to crow if I can.
You should, because you called it early. I'm just going to say, they got 6 games against division rivals in the division.
I know.
You can go 0-6, and still be that they're not going to. But I'm just saying. I'm sticking with San Diego Superchargers. The Packers and the Ravens both won at the gun. Lamar Jackson connected with Sammy Watkins on a 4th and 19 in the final minute, setting up Justin Tucker, the opera star, to bounce a record-long 66-yard field goal off the crossbar, single doink, no double doink, to beat the Lions In Santa Clara, Aaron Rodgers had 37 seconds, no timeouts, still moved the Packers 42 yards into completions before making way for Mason Crosby, who never misses, to convert a 51-yarder to beat the Niners, which was the more impressive last-second win, Tone.
So Aaron Rodgers has shown you why he's the MVP. Aaron Rodgers needed chunk yardage in order to get down the field with no timeouts. San Francisco knew he needed chunk yardage, and Aaron Rodgers got it. Aaron Rodgers can tell everybody now to relax. He can look at me as a troll. I'm not going to troll him anymore. Aaron Rodgers was great. But, and there's always a but, Mike, the other guy kicked a 66-yard field goal. He didn't kick it at mile high in the thin air. He didn't kick it with a 30-mile-an-hour wind behind him. He kicked it indoors. 66. Nobody had ever gone 65. He went 66, and he got the bounce. Nobody gets the bounce.
No.
To me,
single doink.
To me, that is the more impressive one. It's the 66 because
nobody's ever seen it. Everybody kicks at 55 or more. Everybody.
Not 66.
Every high school kid now goes out there and goes 57. I know 66 is insane.
66.
Justin Tucker may go down as the greatest kicker in NFL history, particularly now that he's
a Hall of Famer.
Distance out there with accuracy.
Yeah.
All right? So, No. There's no criticism of Justin Tucker or of the Ravens and for Lamar Jackson for a guy who supposedly can't throw it from the pocket. I mean, my God. I mean, 4th and 19, it's insane. But, Tony, it's Green Bay. It's Green Bay. They're playing on the road. They're in San Francisco. This is two weeks after all of the NFL alarmists, which is everybody, had Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers didn't want to be there. They got to get rid of him before that. We got to Halloween and all this stupid junk. And I was with Aaron Rodgers just to say, he's Aaron Rodgers. He didn't lose his talent overnight.
MVP.
He needs to complete two passes with no timeouts. He needs to spike the ball instead of the field goal. And he does it. In San Francisco, where's your defense? What are you doing? There's nobody underneath.
You're
100% you can send to check that receiver going underneath. It's Aaron Rodgers and Mason Crosby. It is, Tone.
The other guy kicked 66. 66. And let me tell you this.
By the way, delay
a
game.
I actually feel bad.
Detroit, come on.
I feel bad for Detroit.
They got hosed.
Detroit should have won that game. Detroit got hosed.
Yes.
The clock ran out. The refs didn't call it.
Terrible.
He can't kick it from 71, and that's why Lamar Jackson makes that play. That play should have been whistled dead. Let's move on.
That's right.
Four rookie first-round quarterbacks started yesterday, and all four went down.
Miserable.
They're now 1-10 this year as starters, and the one that Mac Jones won came at the expense of Zach Wilson, another rookie. Jones, Wilson, and Trevor Lawrence had a total of 7 interceptions yesterday, and your boy Justin Fields was sacked 9 times. Unbelievable. Wilbon, are there any general conclusions here, or is each situation individualized?
They're all individualized. I only care about one conclusion. I care about a conclusion which hasn't come yet, that the coach of the Chicago Bears is still employed. Matt Nagy and the GM, Ryan Pace, they failed Justin Fields because they didn't put Justin Fields in any kind of position to succeed, which is why all the guys out there who were screaming for 6 weeks that Justin Fields had to start, and I sat here every day and said, no, he doesn't. Because those guys, as much football as they know and as smart as they are, they're not paying attention to that team like I am, okay? That team has no line. That team has no coach. He couldn't even call the max protect. He didn't call any running plays for a quarterback who can run. All right, he didn't do it. He didn't move the pocket of a team that has no linemen. He just let them stay there stationary and wallop that kid. He needs to be fired. What he did yesterday was neglect. It's an indictment what that coach, Matt Nagy, did with that quarterback. That kid is drafted to serve that team for the long term. And to have that coach employed today is an indictment of Bears ownership. He has to go. This is his second quarterback they traded up to get, and he can't move either one of them down the field 6 inches. That's an embarrassment. Now, the other guys, I'll let you take them. None of them are ready to play. None of them.
Well, this is the point that I would make. Justin Fields and Zach Wilson and Mac Jones and Trevor Lawrence would have benefited from the NFL of 20 years ago.
Oh, you had to wait.
When, in
years.
Fact, they understand that the rookies don't understand the complexities of the defense
the
or the speed of the defense, and they have to watch it. They have to look at it. Now, that doesn't happen anymore. I don't like sweeping generalizations because I'm not of a hot take mentality. But I will say that most quarterbacks who are drafted, let's say in the top 5, end up usually on bad teams. Yeah. And they're going to have to take their lumps. You can see something good in a quarterback. For example, last year I really liked Joe Burrow. And we both really liked Justin Herbert. And the year before we looked at Kyler Murray and we said, this is interesting. Kyler Murray is now the most fascinating guy in the entire league. But Mike, Joe Burrow last year, 2-7-1 before getting hurt. Justin Herbert, 2-9 at one point. Kyler Murray, 5-10-1 at one point. You just, when you put them in, they're not going to win.
No, they're not.
They're on
win.
Bad teams. Yeah. They're on bad teams. Tony, Matt Jones had a bad day, but he's on a better
and
team.
Some of those teams could stay bad. If you don't have the right, I'm going back to Justin Fields for a second just to close this for me. Justin Fields is never going to develop and be a great quarterback in the NFL if he's playing for Matt Nagy, okay? He's not going to happen. And so this year, and if they keep this guy next year, which is unthinkable, it's a lost period of time for Justin Fields, who cannot develop for a coach who's not competent as a head coach. And so I don't know where do they go? It's maybe the most embarrassing loss in the last 25 years for the Chicago Bears, a historic franchise. Embarrassing.
Just as an aside, before we get out, Matt Nagy, I just don't think Wilbon's got your back. Let's
take a break.
But coming up, the Steelers and Seahawks are both 1-2. Which team should be more concerned?
But to balance it all, I don't have Ryan Pace, the GM's, back either, just to make sure we're thorough.
Right.
And is there a larger significance to Team USA winning the Ryder Cup?
That was a hot take from you. That's a hot take. You should feel good about that.
I've been saying this for 3 years.
That's what kids like.
And now all the national pundits come around to it. They tell you how bad Matt Nagy is today.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First. All without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
It's mail time. Will you dump your issues on us and let me see what's first?
Issues. People got issues today?
The Steelers and the Seahawks are both 1-2. Which team should be more worried?
You know, Tony, the Seahawks should be worried because they're in a tough division. You've already mentioned, you know, Arizona's first 3-0 start and probably since they were the Chicago Cardinals. And so you got the Rams, who you have winning the Super Bowl. You got the 49ers, who obviously are very good despite last night. So that set of worries alone is enough, just football worries. The Pittsburgh Steelers, I'm going to quote my dear friend Mike Greenberg, who said watching them yesterday was like watching the end of something. And I totally agree with that. And what a big Ben Roethlisberger fan I've been over the years. And look, you get to the point where I don't care how good you are. I don't care if you won 2 Super Bowls and it becomes over or near over. And the Steelers just look like they look kind of fragile. I'll tell you a word that's better than fragile. Feeble. And that never describes the tough Pittsburgh Steelers, but they look kind of feeble right now. I think the Steelers have more to worry about. They look like they're on the verge of a rebuild that needs to start this afternoon.
Yeah. So I would love to disagree with you because that's the spine of the show. But you're right. They are tumbling down a mountain that they climb every single year. And Ben Roethlisberger does look old. Ben Roethlisberger now has 3 touchdown passes and 3 interceptions. He is rated 30th in the NFL right now. And you know he's behind Davis Mills, which is a shopping center somewhere. The game where they beat Buffalo, by the end of the season could look like the biggest upset of the year. Mike, let me give you their next four.
In Buffalo.
Their next four. At Packers, home Broncos, home Seahawks, at Browns. That feels like 1-3 to me.
At least,
it feels like 1-3.
By the way, a Bengals receiver, Tony, said it looked like to him that the Steelers quit late in the game. A Bengal said that about a Steeler. That's a low point.
I think they've collapsed. I think Seattle might in the future, but I don't think they have yet. Although their next two games are Rams and 49ers. That's their next two. That's not
great. That division's so hard.
Here's one. Do you believe this weekend was the dawn of a new era for the United States in the Ryder Cup?
Era. I'm not going to go with era. That's like, dynasty. Kansas City Chiefs are a dynasty. Dynasty of one. I'm just going to say that Steve Stricker deserves a standing ovation. He put together the right team despite going against the grain. He got them all together. He put aside one, which could have been a locker room division. He was able to glide right around that. He did this right, going with youth instead of experience, which is always the Ryder Cup formula. I will say now that he had people who believed in him, like Phil Mickelson, who I got a chance to listen to a couple of weeks ago, Tony. And Phil said going in, this is the way to go. These young guys, they don't have scar tissue. They're really talented. They're really going to get this done. This is going to happen. Boom. So there's confidence on the side of people in United States golf who know where this is going, and it went the right way yesterday, this weekend.
So I had Steve Sands of the Golf Channel on my podcast this morning, and he said that we could win the next five or six of these. He believes the whole thing has tilted.
Sands, but
let me give you some numbers here, Mike. Young guys, John Rahm's the best player in the world, and we got the next eight or nine. Dustin Johnson, Morikawa, Cantlay, Shoffley, they went 14-1-2. And the Euros are old. They got Poulter and Sergio and Westwood and Casey are all over 40. The two things that stood out for me yesterday in this, one was Rory McIlroy tearing up in an interview about how
more
much
respect for him.
The Ryder Cup
more.
Meant to him.
Yes.
So impressive.
Yes.
And the second thing was your boy Koepka and DeChambeau literally hugging it out,
which means,
Mike,
it means nothing.
They are going to go into commercials together.
Okay, yeah.
Commercials that I could write right here that will make them millions of dollars.
Tony, let me say this. That same predictive, and Steve Sands is great, and he knows more about this than I'll ever know. Sands was great, by the way, with interviews including Michael Jordan on the weekend. But Tony, this is the same sort of predicament that gets us into is Kansas City in the dynasty. What? The Ryder Cup team won. They won one. By the way, Europe is going to come back with younger players. That's why sports is sports. Because your hot take can't take you to five
in a row. Enough of your
issues. You and your hot
takes. Let's take one last break. We've run out of time. We have no end to the show.
Good.
Still to come, Shohei Ohtani says he wants to win. What does that mean for the Angels? Could he say goodbye?
Clemson tumbles down the rankings. Oh, wait, they were supposed to win this year, too. Oh, wait. Oh, dynasty of one.
No, Alabama was. No. Alabama's supposed to win.
Yeah, they look like
Alabama's won.
You know what? This year's.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 72nd birthday, Mike Schmidt. It says here that Michael Jack Schmidt is the greatest third baseman who ever lived. He may not have fielded with the elan of Brooks Robinson. He may not have hit for the average of George Brett. But Schmidt, who played all of his 18 seasons with the Philadelphia Phillies, won 10 gold gloves and hit 331 more home runs than Brett's 217. Schmidt won three MVPs in the National League. He won six silver sluggers. He was a 12-time All-Star and the MVP of the 1980 World Series. His resume is impeccable.
It is, Tony. I ran into Mike Schmidt at Martha's Vineyard a couple of years ago. He sails.
Really?
He sails himself. He's a Renaissance man. He's an incredibly bright guy, engaging. You can engage him on anything. We didn't even talk about baseball.
Really?
It's just Michael Schmidt is the best third baseman in history. Plain and simple, right? You agree with that?
Happy anniversary. I do. That's why I wrote it and said it. Happy anniversary,
okay.
Tim Tebow. On this day 13 years ago, after a home loss to Ole Miss, Florida's starting quarterback and the reigning Heisman winner made a brief statement taking responsibility for the loss and promising that he and the Gators would play harder than everybody else for the rest of the season. He kept his word. After Florida won the BCS championship, Tebow's words were memorialized on a plaque outside the football complex. Do yourself a favor. Stop watching the show right now and YouTube Tebow's promise. You will get chills.
Well, you can wait until after Happy Trails. Tebow, Tony, you know I love Tebow on television. There's not enough of him. I mean, he's on sometimes. He's screaming and shouting at Stephen A., but Tebow can be anywhere. He's a smart, conversant guy. Maybe like just a young version of Mike Schmidt. Who knows how that's going to go.
Happy trails to the top 10 for Clemson. The Tigers fell to number 25 in the AP poll, tumbling out of the top 10 for the first time in 97 straight weeks since September 2017 after losing in double overtime to now number 23, North Carolina State. On the other hand, Arkansas jumped up to number 8, its highest ranking since 2012, after bouncing Texas A&M out of the unbeaten ranks and down to number 15. And a bonus happy trails to Newt Rockne's record for coaching wins at Notre Dame. By beating Wisconsin, Brian Kelly now has 106 wins in South Bend, one more than the legendary Rockne. Of course, Kelly's record of 106-39 is significantly less awesome than Rockne's 105-12-5.
That record is insane, Tony. When you talk about Clemson, you know, falling out and down in the rankings like that, I watched a lot of that game, particularly the end of regulation, where NC State misses a field goal, a makeable field goal that you would think would win the game, and you might think they'd be so disappointed Clemson would come back and win, and Clemson could not. But what a run, seriously. What a run by Dabo Swinney and Clemson. And you know he's not finished. He'll retool, rebuild, do whatever he has to do. They'll be back.
Let's go to the big finish.
Let's
in a Zoom press conference today. Kyrie Irving repeatedly said his vaccination status is a personal matter. Your thoughts?
Yeah, tell that to the city of New York, because it's not the NBA or the Players Association that says you have to be vaccinated in order to play these games in New York. It's New York. The Yankees, speaking of New York, swept the Red Sox. Is that significant?
Yeah, they're one up on the Red Sox. They're two up on the Blue Jays. They got a three-game series with Toronto this week. If they win those, they're in. When asked about his future with the Angels, Shohei Ohtani said, and I quote, "I want to win. I'll leave it at that," unquote. What do you make of that?
He could be real frustrated until 2023, when after that he's a free agent. He ain't winning there. They haven't won there in forever. Monday Night Football, Eagles, Cowboys, who you got?
I think I've got the Cowboys, but let me say this. The Thursday night games, the Sunday night games, and the Monday night games have all been close, so I might take the 3.5 in this one. Last one, the Cardinals have now won 16 in a row. Your thoughts?
The Giants and the Dodgers better know the boogeyman is coming to get one of them, maybe both of them.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheim.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. Shout out first to the Chicago Sky for advancing again in the WNBA playoffs, and St. Ignatius Football, Tony, for trashing Mount Carmel. Now to get you set for Monday Night Football, here's Susie Culver and Countdown Crew.